as I said at the beginning of Mass, maybe the particular question might be in some of your minds. What is next? What's the next step? What's your next move, right? Some of you will be heading to study after the Mass this morning. Some of you will begin packing up your rooms. Some of you will be, if you haven't already, taking some graduation pictures and getting ready for graduation. What is next? It's interesting. This is, I would believe, the question that was also in the mind of all of the disciples. What's next? Jesus died on the cross and they witnessed his death. What's next? He rose from the dead, which none of them expected. What is next? He actually came and visited them multiple times, showing them his wounds that no longer had effect over him, how he was truly God and truly man. The wounds of the crucifixion were still there, but he overcame sin and death. What's next? Of course, here in a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating the ascension as Jesus ascends into heaven. And just as we heard at the end of the gospel today, Jesus says, "I will be going back to my Father," speaking to us that I and the Father are one. And then, of course, what is next? Well, in 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating Pentecost, the birth of the church, where the Holy Spirit comes down upon the apostles and sends them out. That same Holy Spirit that we received in our baptism, same Holy Spirit that was completely given to us at our confirmation, was fulfilled at our confirmation. So what is next? What is the next step? Where are we? Maybe in our own life? Where are you spiritually? Where is God leading you or guiding you to? So just a couple thoughts. Maybe for many of you who are students, came here to Texas A&M, to Blinn, and maybe here you came to make a career. You came to graduate, to study, to learn, to grow in knowledge, and to take that knowledge that you learned and to apply it, to use it, right? You came to make a career, right? All the classes that you took, all the knowledge that you're being tested upon in these exams, the certificate that you get at graduation, is helping you to make a career, right? So what's next, right? Finding a job, finding a place to live, deciding what to spend your money on that you'll be making, right? Giving some of that money back to St. Mary's. What are you doing next, right? But also, too, at the same time that you came here to Texas A&M to blend, to study, and to grow in knowledge and understanding, you also came here to St. Mary's. And St. Mary's, I believe, is here to help you make a life. Jesus says in the gospel today, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one has life without me." So all that you've been doing, Sunday after Sunday, maybe the different ministries that you've been part of, Bible studies, small groups, all the different things that you've been doing here at St. Mary's have been helping you to make a life, to be built into the life of Jesus Christ. So you probably heard it, the kind of all three readings today really kind of speak about kind of construction or building, right? We hear about cornerstone. Jesus becomes the cornerstone of the new temple. What is the new temple? Each of us became a new temple at our baptism. And who is the cornerstone of our new life in the life of Christ? Of course, it is Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. We are being built into the life of Jesus Christ. So what is next as we seek to be this temple? Where are you in this process of being built into the person of Jesus Christ, into the life of Christ? Are you letting him be your way? Are you letting him be your light? Are you letting him be your life, right? Just as we heard from St. Paul, those who enter into or are filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized in the life of Christ, the flesh is dead. And we are alive in the Spirit with Christ. And so seeking to live as Christ, right? So what is next? Maybe just real quick, just to since it is close to the end of the semester, some of you, this might be the last Mass with us. Maybe what's next is you'll be maybe going on a little vacation. Maybe you'll be getting ready for summer school. Maybe you'll be moving home. Maybe be transferring apartments, moving out of the dorm. What is also next spiritually for you? So my encouragement is, maybe you'll be away from St. Mary's for the summer, that you may continue, of course, to go to church on Sunday, right? That you continue maybe to make one or two days throughout the week to go to daily Mass, that you take time to pray daily. So pick a time, maybe whatever time worked for you here while you were in college. Maybe find a time throughout the day, morning, maybe your lunch break, maybe in the evening, a time to continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord, so the daily prayer. I will say that what helps daily prayer the most is a schedule. So I hope you have something to do. Sometimes if you think you're going to pray all summer long, it's just not going to happen. As much as you think that it will, and you'll have all this free time, prayer really only fits into a kind of a scheduled or ordered life. So I hope you're not just sitting on the couch all summer. Hopefully you have some schedule or something to do and are able to fit in your prayer life. Would continue education. I never really liked that word when I graduated because I wanted to be done with education or learning. But after a few years being out of the seminary, there's a lot of great things that I realized that I didn't learn while I was in the seminary, and a lot of great resources out there to continue to grow in one's faith. And so really would encourage you to find, what are some continuing education? What are some podcasts that you might be able to listen to, some books that you could read? What are some small groups that you could be part of? So maybe four books I just want to throw it at you. And they're small books. You can actually read all four of them during the summer. If you don't like to read like me, just pick one and read it. The first two books are by Father Jacques Philippe. One is Time with God, and the second one is Interior Freedom. So especially if you are still seeking to try to make time for God in your daily life, Time with God is an excellent book. Interior Freedom, if you're kind of recognizing there still seems to be a lot of disorderedness in my own heart, who do I serve? Am I serving the world? Am I serving God? Am I serving myself, my ego? What's going on here? How can I bring freedom and peace and rest with God in my own heart? Interior Freedom would be an excellent read for you. The books 3 and 4 are two by Christopher West. One of them is Theology of the Body for Beginners, and the second one is The Truth About Sex and Marriage, or The Good News About Sex and Marriage. So our society seems to be very confused about sexuality, very confused about how God has created us in His likeness and image and made us relational people, has made us sexual people. So what is it, and how do we relate with others? And I would encourage you, highly encourage you, to read these two books. Pope John Paul II left us a great gift, which was Theology of the Body. And so these two big books by Christopher West kind of help to break down and explain what this is all about. And excellent reads throughout the summer. So you can read them by yourself. You can get a friend or two together and read these books and talk about them. Are excellent and awesome resources for you as you go out into the summer. And maybe answer that question, what is next for me? How do I continue to allow the Lord to form me into His Son, Jesus Christ? How do I continue to seek to turn away from this world and to live for Him? How can I allow Jesus Christ to be the cornerstone of my life? So finally, I would say one blessing that I hope you also take is Jesus says, where two or more are gathered, I am in their midst. So number one is, I hope that you're able to find community, maybe wherever you go. If you're going back home to your home parish, if you're going to a new parish, if you're staying here, that you find community. Others who believe as you believe and whom you can support and walk with. And number two, if you don't have those, if you made a community of believers here, there's awesome to continue to keep those relationships going as well. So whether it's through maybe a Zoom call or phone calls, or just keeping those relationships and that community together. Where two or more gathered, God is in our midst. May the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and to guide you as you answer that question. What's next?
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.